when you're trying to fake it till you make it, you really just have to have...
What's the poorest thing you've ever done?
Yes, yes! Oh my gosh, I remember as a kid, I was like...
Wait, okay, this is actually really funny.
Hey guys, so we want to quickly pause this episode to talk about our new exciting announcement. We just launched our Finesse Pod memberships with the power of Fourth Wall. What does being a member look like? Well, we're calling our members Finessers because all of y'all who listen to the podcast are mad Finessers. For $5 a month, you can get subscribed and get once a month Q&A with me and Karu, full video versions of the podcast, and exclusive content. To sign up, just check out finessepod.com. That is finessepod.com. And if you're a creator and you want to try this for yourself, check out Fourth Wall. They help you build amazing, beautiful websites, launch products, and memberships. All right. Thank you guys for listening and going back to the pod.
Hey guys, my name's Jade.
Hey guys, my name's Karu.
And you're listening to episode 8 of
Finesse!
All right, guys, so we are currently pre-filming because Karu moved to New York. And we're going to go into that. So
right.
We're kind of in an awkward stage of her life. But Karu, you tell me, how's it been moving to New York? Like, why did you move? Who are you living with? Like, tell me the vibes.
So I moved, I'm bi-coastal now. I think for me, it's just, I really want to expand my seedlings and my friends and my network and just like investing in myself. And so I moved to New York. I also love New York. It was like, when I went there, it was like a total vibe and the people seem so different. And I don't know, maybe I'm in the honeymoon phase of New York, but I absolutely love it.
That's good. What is your favorite thing about New York and the least favorite thing?
I think my favorite thing about New York is the subways. I totally cut down my spend on
Uber.
And least thing is getting food at lunch is so hard because literally everywhere is so full.
Like, oh, that's fair. There's just a lot of people.
So many lines. It's a 1 or 2 hour wait. It's a
what?
Yeah.
For what? Like even Chipotle?
Not necessarily Chipotle, but like you don't want to eat fast food restaurants. You know, like you want to get a good restaurant.
Why don't you just cook, Karu?
Whoa. So I've been here in the city. I live in Brooklyn, so it takes a little. You know,
Karu doesn't cook, guys. That's the truth.
That's really it.
How long are you going to live there for? Tell the viewers how long you're planning.
Well, I do 2 weeks at a time. So I'm here 2 weeks in LA and then 2 weeks in New York.
That's kind of fun. Do you have like a sublet situation?
In New York, yes. In LA, I'm trying to figure that out.
All right. You should pay whoever you're living with in LA because I know who. I'm not going to say his name, but whoever you're staying with, you should pay him some rent because you've been staying with him for such a long time.
He's kind of hot like that, you know?
I know. He's a good friend like that.
Yeah, unlike some people. Jade, I can't even stay for like a day or two.
Well, the thing is, I live with someone else that definitely has a preference on who stays and who doesn't.
So are you saying he doesn't like me staying here?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying I don't have flexibility like maybe your other friends. All right, so we're going to talk about Jade's recession era. I kind of want to talk about it because today's episode is just talking about how to finesse money and parties. That's like the title. Well, I kind of wanted to start because I think part of finessing is doing things even if you're not ready.
Right.
So with that being said, I this month had to dip into my savings.
Oh my God.
I had to pull around $4,000 out of my savings.
So is this the first time?
First time in a year and a half, yeah.
Wow. Damn.
But I have...
For rent or for what?
Not for rent. Honestly, well, okay, so this is a really
Coachella.
Long story. No, it wasn't Coachella. I didn't spend money at Coachella. I went to Austria for work and I had to buy my flight. It was like a... Because like they
you went business.
Because I went business. So they're going to reimburse me. But because the timeline, you know, everything's net 30, I had to like buffer it. So it was for a flight, but it was for a work flight. Okay. It was anyways.
So, but they're reimbursing you for the flight. Yes.
Yeah, they will. But because it's net 30, there was like a gap where I didn't have enough money. Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, I feel that.
I think it's actually
I've been
so
in
real.
That position before.
It's so real. Because like a lot of everybody, like I'm telling you, a lot of people in LA, they'll have money, but not at certain times. Like everything's about cash flow, at least being an entrepreneur.
Right.
Being in LA.
No, 100%. I feel that so, that's so real of you, Jade.
Because like, we all have money, but not at the same time. You know what
right.
I mean? Or it's like a lot of checks take longer and you might not have the money in 15 days. You know what
100%.
I mean? So I kind of want to talk about that, but I think it's just kind of just being honest where if you guys have to dip into your saving, it's okay because that's what it's for.
I think it's like setting up expectations that sometimes you're not going to have any money and it's good to have just like that funds if you need it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And also I think it's important to know, like I personally felt so much guilt dipping into my savings because I worked so hard and filling right. it up. But I also realized like that's what it's fucking for and I can exactly. always fill it. Like it's a recession. When it's not a recession, when it's a bull market, we'll fill it back up. You know what I mean?
So I know what you mean.
It's okay. I mean, I'm a little bummed out because I worked so hard to fill it up, but whatever. We're going to talk about how to actually finesse your dream life. So whether you want to make money or just get out of this recession right. or get into a party, mm-hmm. we just want to talk about how we finesse it all. Because I think me and Karu, what we relate to the most is we... maybe exterior wise look like we have it all, but interior wise we maybe have to pull some strings or right. suck someone's dick. We're like, I'm just kidding. I have a boyfriend.
Oh my god!
But like we had to finesse.
Jade's open. You know, you heard it first here, exclusive on Finessed.
You know what I mean? I have a boyfriend, but so this is a guide in doing it all and
on how to suck some.
No, this is a guide on how to finesse your dream life. All right, that's kind of the topic. I wanted to talk
OnlyFans Jade.
OnlyFans. I first want to talk about our first tip. So we have four tips total about how to finesse your dream life. The first one is fake it till you'll make it. And I think, Car, you really embody it. Do you have any stories where you like faked it till you had to make it?
I feel like, I don't know. There's some parties I was definitely not invited, but like just because like I knew people there, it felt like, you know, oh yeah, I don't know why.
I belong here.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't on the list, kind of. Like, but this was very early on LA, I would say. Very early.
Yeah.
Like, so early. Girl.
Stay right there, Karu. You keep doing this.
Very early on LA. So, I think now I'm good. But, like, before, like, I definitely had to finesse and be like, oh, yeah. And why am I not on this? And then, like, the girl who's running, I was like, oh, my God. Like.
Oh, really? Well, have you, I don't know about you, but I sometimes do this. But, like, do you ever convince yourself a lie so hard you believe it's true?
Yes.
Sometimes I do that. Like
I've done it.
I literally, oh my God, have you ever told a story? Like you kind of dramatize a story, but the person sitting right there was there with you and like there that did not happen. But like, you almost gaslight them into believing it actually happened.
I
think that's just a
I feel like Jade has done that.
No, I literally, me and Zane, I'll be like, oh my God, I almost died at Coachella. And Zane's like, you were just crying. I have a lot of fake it till make it. Like I literally in high school used to wear fake Nike shoes from DH Gate.
I think that's fine.
I think that's fine. Oh, that's cute. It's a cute moment.
The moment.
What else have I used to buy my followers.
Shut up. Is your Instagram fake?
5 years ago it was. I don't know how much of it is. I did buy 10,000 followers. Oh, not 10. I bought 5. So I didn't buy it. So if you guys know the old trick, follow, unfollow, I don't know if you heard about it, but I had an Instagram bot that would follow a bunch of people and then unfollow them. And then that's how I grew to 10K.
I kind of want to do an it girl moment where I just unfollow everyone and have like maybe 10, 20 people follow.
Same, honestly the same. But I feel like I've made so many friends and I don't want to like lose.
Right.
I don't know. Cause also like once you unfollow them, that's so much work to refollow them.
Right. And you don't want them to look like you unfollow them and. But, like, at the same time, like, I want to keep all the friends I've made, and some of them are, like, private, so, like, that's also an anxiety, because if I unfollow them, like, what if they don't accept my follow back?
Maybe you can have, like, a second account, like, a Sinsta, where you, I don't know. I have a second account where I just follow my friends.
But hey, I'm not on this account.
I haven't logged on in 6 months. Okay, I'll add you.
Damn, and we've been friends longer than that.
Really? Jeez. You're not on my Sinsta? Oh, my God, that's fucked up. Okay.
Let's talk about that.
I don't think even Zane follows it. It's like my high school friends. I really don't put energy into it.
Wow. I think the only
person that follows it is Claire. But like
you know, and actually you're right. I do have another Instagram account for family. So
ew, get out of my slippers. Karu just put his feet in my home slippers. What the fuck?
I have clean feet.
I know, but that's like putting your foot in my underwear.
What? No, it's not.
Like, this is a sacred temple.
That is not a sacred temple. Calm down.
Okay, so another fake it till you make it moment is Not only did I used to follow and follow, I used to be in engagement pods. Do you know what those are?
Yes, it's where you like, hey, let's all engage at this post at the same time.
So like all my comments also used to be fake. Like I used to be such a fake girly, but it worked, you know, like fake it till you make it, I guess.
If that works, that works.
I also think that when you're trying to fake it till you make it, you really just have to have like an inner belief in yourself. Like, I don't know why. I don't know if you had this, but like when I was younger, I used to believe I was like fucking a fairy, like at, because I love Tinkerbell, so I believed I was Silver Miss. Like I literally believed I was her. So like this entire time,
Silver Miss.
Yeah, like the girl with the black hair, the Asian one, just a slay.
At where?
And Tinkerbell.
Oh, with the purple.
Yes, purple hair.
Oh, you were like the mean girl.
I think you're talking about fucking. No, yeah, I liked her too, too. I like her too. No, Silver Miss is the Asian one, the fucking water girl, blue dress.
Oh, with the blue hair.
Yeah.
She's nice.
I believed I was like a fairy, literally, and I think this entire time, or it could be the only child syndrome, but I believe like I was destined for something greater. As cringe as it sounds, I believed I was the chosen one.
Like you had some secret power that was just waiting to activate, right?
I had a spell book. I don't know, do you have any stories of feeling like you're the chosen one?
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. I remember as a kid, I was like, I believe that I was a Jinchuriki from Naruto, that I had like some inner beast living in my stomach that was just waiting to activate. Oh my gosh. This is bringing up some old memories.
Oh my God, this main character energy.
Right. Like I thought like I was just moments away from unlocking my secret power and I was gonna be like controlling water and air. Oh my God, Avatar? Fuck. I thought I was like bending water and earth and air, like the Avatar, like shh.
Okay, literally that was me all throughout middle school. I literally had a journal where I would like cast spells on my castmates. Wait, okay, this is actually really funny. So in elementary school, we played a game where like we were all characters of Tinkerbell, and I was like the leader. I think I was a godmother.
Not always the leader. You were.
So I believed I was I was actually the leader of this game. We were like just basically playing fairies, right? And you know, like elementary recess vibe.
I don't think we would have been friends in elementary school.
Okay, but you know the funniest shit happened? So we were playing this for a month, right? This was the funniest.
We would
part
get
of
so many fights if we were in elementary school. I'm like, I feel like we would be good friends because of that, but like I feel like we would get so.
No, I definitely needed to mature because I was definitely on some main character energy shit. But I literally was the I was the godmother, right? I was the leader of the whole fairy school.
Right.
One of these bitches, not bitches, they had every right to complain. One of my friends that was a fairy complained to the fucking principal and was like, Jay doesn't let us switch around to be the leader. She's always the leader every time. Like, why can't I be the leader? And I'll be like, no, bitch. So you know what the principal did? The principal's like, Jade, if you can't let the others be the leader sometimes, you can't play the game anymore. And I told them, okay, we're not playing anymore.
Oh my God. That's fucked.
I was so like,
you're so,
I was so set.
That's so
I was
funny.
So going back to what we're talking about, just fake it till you make it comes also from a sense of finding some dumbass shit to believe in that you are made for greater. Because that really just sets you, it sets you to do some crazy shit. But yeah, that's kind of funny that we had that both story. All right, the next little how to finesse your dream life tip is to literally, okay, we're going to talk about how to be friends with your mentor slash how to be friends with people you look up to. Because right. I think this is a huge thing. Because like, finessing is all about people you know. Like at the end of the day, it's about networking and how your network is. So I think one of the things that I think Carl is really good at is like we kind of talked about is he's really good at meeting people. So maybe you could like talk about like how do you get to work with the biggest stars? How do you get to know all these really cool people? How do you know half of LA?
I think to me, it's just like when you are intentional about your time and your energy and what you want to do, and you also know you can provide value, you know how to add value into people's lives and your work and their work, I think you are positioned better in regardless in anything, and especially in LA. Also, like, I think if you really take time to appreciate people, and, you know, people wear rings because they want to be seen. People wear bracelets. People wear, like...
You compliment people.
I compliment people, but, like, I don't do it in a fake way because I actually appreciate them. Like, I would never compliment something that I didn't think that was actually good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I also, I'm very, like, I appreciate people with taste. So, like, an example was, like, one of my favorite brands was Major Majala, and I was at Coachella, and I was just like smelling the scent. I was like, that smells like Maison Margiela. And I'm like, I asked, hey, which perfume are you wearing? And like, they said, Maison Margiela. And I'm like, I was right. And I was like, I love that. And like, and
huh. It was like, you like break the ice by bringing up like compliments or genuine comments. Like you try to like, just, that's like, is that how you normally start a conversation?
Not really. Sometimes they talk to me and I just continue the conversation.
Right. But like, for example, say you had no, okay. Like say you're in a really influential area and you know, like sometimes when you show up to a party alone, it's kind of awkward. Like how do you first kind of break that ice when you're like kind of arriving? Do you first like try to find a group of people where you're like, okay, I'm going to talk to them, compliment them, or like, how do you kind of first navigate it?
I think most of the time there is someone I know there.
Okay. So you start with them.
Right. But like, again, there are times where I don't know anybody and I'm trying to navigate it. I think it's just finding an opening hook. Either that's by finding people at the elevator and like, oh, or is this your first time here? Like, just walk up to people.
True. I think one thing that Karu's really good at is he talks to everyone, whether it's someone who works at the party or is like the CEO of the party or literally is just the buster, you know? Like, I think Karu, you're just so good at like talking to everyone where like you don't treat people differently. And I think that helps because you don't actually put people on a higher pedestal. And I think that's where a lot of people get scared. Like when you see someone famous or you look up to them, you might not talk to them because you treat them differently. But if you like say, like if you treat everyone the same,
yeah,
it kind of helps break your nerves.
I think a lot of people get really annoyed because I talk to everybody, the busboy, the server, like literally everybody. And I don't, like, Jade has seen me flirt with like service people and also like people at parties, like both. So like I don't see no difference. And not necessarily I flirt with everybody, but like, that's hot. That's really what the meaning of hot energy is. It's just being open and just seeing people at the same level and just seeing them as they are.
I really love that. I think that's
being
key.
Seen, because I feel like people don't understand that, like, even celebrities just want to have people who see them the same way that they would treat other people.
I think that's interesting, because I feel like, especially, you know, a lot of you guys might
want. But also, some celebrities have big heads, so they might not. Yeah. They have expectations.
Yeah, you're actually so patient with those people. It's insane. But I feel like a lot of people, maybe you guys go to VidCon or you guys work in conferences, and it's kind of scary to come up to someone. But, like, I feel like this is a sign. Just, like, this summer, you know, network. Like, really just try to put yourself out there. It's going to be uncomfy, but a helpful tip is if you talk to everyone, it kind of comes more natural. I will also say, I really like this tip you added on our notes, but when it comes to being friends with your mentors or people you look up to, do your research on the event. I think that's really smart because, like, okay, for example, right now, I'm trying to network with a specific company. Okay, I'm going to name them Apple. Apple works with this little coffee shop called, let's call them Starbucks. Okay.
Right.
Little, tiny. And I know someone at Starbucks. So I did my research. Well, the next time I go to this Apple event, I'm going to bring up, oh, do you know Tom from Starbucks? And I think this is a really easy way to act like you know someone. And sometimes I don't even know Tom from Starbucks. Have you ever done that before?
Yes. And more often than not, like, they're open to an introduction. I think if anything, if I had the option, I would definitely would like a warm intro rather than a cold intro. Yeah. Because cold intro, it's like, it's already sets an expectation that they're a little higher than you, where it's warm. They see you in the same. It's like the same where if you come up to a celebrity and it's just weird, like they're not going to think of you as, you know, equal. But
that's why if you ever see a celebrity, ask them to take a picture of you, not a picture with you. Ask Jenny Kim to take a picture of you.
And then like, also like, you know, if they're friend introduced, then now it's like an equal footing. Cause like, you know,
you're one and the same.
Right. And
that's how good.
I realize people treat you so differently depending on the intro.
No, 100%. It's like, it's different if it's like, hey, this is my friend Karu versus, oh, Karu's a big fan.
And so like when next time you see them, oh, it's, you know, it's a friend.
I have a question. Do you actually try to refrain from saying, like, say you know their videos, like you know their content. Do you try to refrain from saying, I'm a big fan? Or do you sometimes say like, no, I'm genuinely a big fan?
I think people I actually appreciate and I would definitely, people I appreciate, I definitely comment and say, hey, I really love your work. And it's true.
Okay. So you don't try to act like you don't know them.
Right.
Okay. Because sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'm like, what do you do?
I know.
Mr. Beast, I've never heard about it.
I definitely heard some stories. Surf, surf.
I literally... Yeah, I went to like a, I do this a lot actually at like my Red Bull events because I just feel like, I don't know, like I just don't want to be that person. But at the same time, maybe I can just say, hey, I like your work. But literally I'm so good at this. I'm so good at it at this point. I'm like, you could literally be fucking Taylor Swift. And like, I've never heard about you. Who are you?
Who are you again?
She's like, bitch, she's Taylor Swift. I also think another thing, this is a huge finesse. I don't think I've talked about this before, but if you're really trying to get to know someone and be friends with them, DM them and give them some sort of value. So I've done this before where like, especially like when I wanted to get a, you know, say I want to meet like a YouTuber for a collab, I won't ask them for a collab. That's cringe. I say, hey, do you want an intro to Business Insider for a press interview? You know what I mean? Like I try to, you know, do things. Even if you don't have like very well networked people, like you could say, hey, I have this free little, I used to literally give this voucher for a free private airline ticket from this like new company. And I was like, hey, do you want a free private airline, like private jet voucher?
Wait, what the fuck? Where was my free voucher?
Bitch, this was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But yeah, I would basically would just give them value. So if you can, like, especially, oh, if you're a photographer, be like, hey, do you want to shoot some photos? Like, I definitely think there's ways to add value, even if you're not like fully established. Let's go into the third tip. But before we do, we're going to play a quick game. We're going to see you, though, after intermission. So we'll come back, play a game, and go into our top 3 and 4 tips after this. So we'll see you in a little bit.
Hey, guys, let me just pause this podcast to thank our sponsors, Fourth Wall. They're the reasons that we can make this a reality and we can make this podcast even happen. They've helped me and Jade in so many different ways, and we can't thank them enough. For a limited time, we're giving away $25 to anyone that uses our link, fourthwall.com/finesse. To give you a little context, Fourth Wall helps us empower our website with merchandise, memberships, and even shares our content and gives us a website to put everything, all of our content, all in one place. We want to thank them for helping us help build our dream website and help us empower our community. That's again, fourthwall.com/finesse. And now, back to the podcast.
We're going to play game.
Game?
Shut up. We're going to play a game of
what's who the game? Grew up.
We're going to play a game called Who Grew Up Poor?
You?
Yes. We both
me?
Did. Okay. It's multiple choice, okay?
Okay.
Did the founder of WhatsApp grow up poor?
No. Wait. Oh.
Between the three, pick one. Did the founder of WhatsApp grow poor, the founder of Facebook grew poor, or the founder of Sephora grew up poor?
Sephora.
Jean Combe worked as a janitor and collected food stamps before launching WhatsApp.
We love a custodian.
All right, next question. Did the founder of Starbucks grow up poor, Bella Porch, or Madison Beer?
Bella Porch.
That's correct. But also, the founder of Starbucks also had to sell his blood to pay for college. Did you know that?
No, what the fuck?
Did you know that? Yeah, the founder of Starbucks.
I did not know that. Holy shit.
Literally sell his blood to pay for college. All right, the last one. Between Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, and Kylie Uchis, who grew up poor?
Oprah Winfrey.
Ding, 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 correct. She grew up on a poor farm in Mississippi and became a legendary talk show host. So this goes to show you guys that we all can have humble beginnings and still make it far.
Right.
All right, next game. We're going to play, I'm stealing this from a show we were just on called, what the fuck was it called again? What was that show we were just on? Under the Influence.
Under the Influence. Which did really well, by the way.
Oh, dude, we are so famous. What's the poorest thing you've ever done? Do you have any, like, obviously, we asked this question on the show, but, like, this is going to be for our episode. So, what's the poorest thing you've ever done? I'll start. I didn't talk about this on the show, but the poorest thing I've ever done is I fought for, I can't even say it. I was negotiating on rent in San Luis Obispo. And I went down from like $750 to $740 a month. And that to me, that $10 difference was literally, like with the landlord, literally, for some reason was worth it to me. What about you?
My mom worked at CNN. I don't even know how she got it. I think she's just like some reporter, but she has like the ID and everything. And we would go to like events, there was like this running event, I think, or something. Mm-hmm. And there'd be a press tent, and my mom would get me and my brother in, and then, like, we would just eat the free food.
In Qatar, Philippines.
Philippines.
That's amazing.
And we would do that for every single event. They're like, oh, is there a press area? And my mom would like show her badge.
Oh my God. Damn.
And we would always get the best experience. And
damn, you've been finessing since. Maybe we should get your mom involved.
No, literally.
When we go to Qatar, we should have your mom.
We should put her on the pod.
That's like such a, that's such an amazing thing to do for your kids. I would do that. I told you about my toilet paper, right? Like, I used to, like, go to one store and another store. And
I don't fuck with toilet paper like that. You know this.
I know. You're
bidets all the way.
But I do think there was an episode of my life where I literally went to another grocery store because it was 25% too expensive for me. Okay. Tell us a story when you hit rock bottom. I'll start. My rock bottom moment, and this has gotten really dumb, but at the time I was doing the toilet paper shit, so keep in mind that's the context of where I was at. I was crying because all my friends bought houses except me. This was like when I was 18. It's the dumbest thing to cry about, but that was like my rock
bottom. Oh, like what's his name?
Yeah, we don't speak of him and her. Yeah.
Wait, why?
Oh, wait, sorry. You didn't know my ex-boyfriend. I used to date this guy.
No. I thought it was H and
R. Yeah, of course.
And Penny, you know, the Penny.
Yeah, of course. They're fine, but there's another guy that bought a house. Basically, all my friends bought a house at a time when I was barely able to pay for taxes and stuff. And it really just.
Would you wanted to buy a house? Would have you it-girled it?
Bitch, I don't have the money, but yeah, sure. I've always wanted to buy a house.
Oh my God.
What's your rock bottom moment?
I think I did it more recently.
Give us like a second rock bottom moment if you don't want to talk
about it. I've definitely, there was a time where I've definitely called Claire and asked for something and she told me a flat no.
We have a friend, for those who don't know, and she's kind of like in our trio. If you guys haven't watched our Bali vlog, you can watch that and get to know Claire. But I'm dead. That is a scary moment. I think I've been there, though. I've been there where, like, I called a friend for help, and they were like, fuck no. And then you're like, oh.
Like I thought we were, like, good enough friends, you know?
I know, but, like, I think Claire is just... Okay, we should not talk about this on the podcast. All right, the next question is, what is the scariest finesse you did? Like, a thing that you did that you probably shouldn't have done. For me, I'll start. I think for me, it was probably dropping out of high school halfway through my junior year. That's probably the scariest thing I've done.
Sam.
Really? Mm. Yeah, I think we really own that. But look at us now.
Hot girls.
All right, we're back from intermission. We're back from our game. We're going to kind of talk about the last two tips we have for finessing your dream life. I think this one is really important because I think in everything you do, you need to be cool. And I think with finessing things, you have to act rich. Like it's kind of like fake it till you make it, but you have to really be cool. And I'll give an example. So I was at the surf ranch last month with a bunch of famous surfers.
So many famous surfers.
Like literally, like if you guys know, you know. You can go on my Instagram. I'm not going to say their names because they might listen to this. But
right? They just see a clip.
Like, I literally had to drink two shots of tequila before, you know, going there because I was so nervous. I was so nervous because I look up to these guys, okay? And I was surfing in the same heat, which if you guys don't know, heat means, like, in the same...
Wave.
Same wave as these professional surfers. And, like, I'm not professional, so I had to take two shots of tequila. Once I did that, I finally was cool enough to kind of vibe with them.
So is it just, like, one big wave and that's it?
There's usually five per hour. Five or seven per hour.
So that's what I'm saying is, like, what if you just lose the wave? Couldn't you just go back up and...
You can't. So that's why people wait in different areas. So like, you're kind of like, if you fall, someone else can go. So like, you kind of... It's a 2,000 feet long wave. So there's a long stretch. So people wait in different areas.
And is there like a golf cart that drives them?
Either a jet ski. Yeah, we have a jet ski that can drag you there. Yeah, so we were at the Cali Slater Surf Ranch and it was just such a
big moment. Can the jet ski handle the wave?
Some people, if the wave's too big, they can fall over. Yeah, it can be totaled. But these guys are professionals, so they know how to navigate the jet ski.
Love that. Right. I wish I got an invite. Red Bull.
Okay, I'll make it up with our next trip. But yeah, so I think for me, it's like, okay, I'm not saying to drink alcohol if you get nervous. That's not what I'm saying. But that's kind of what I just said, though. Just be cool. You know, like, if you see someone, don't, like really take a deep breath and realize they're human and just be cool. I feel like, for me, I literally do the thing where I forget they're famous. Sometimes, like, I try to convince myself that they're just a regular person. Right. Like, I'll literally go to, like, these famous servers, like, what do you do?
What are you doing? What are you
gonna know? Your professional server did not know. Oh. But, like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know.
You have to gaslight yourself.
You really do. Like, what is your, like, way of being cool and, like, staying calm when you're kind of getting nervous?
Well, I'm kind of jaded by celebrities.
I know, but, like, give us a tip for someone, like, struggling with that. It's a real thing.
Well, I don't struggle.
You wrote down Karu mini dates. Tell me about Karu mini dates.
Oh, so, well, do you want me to answer that first or talk about the mini dates? I guess my advice is just pretend that they're not cool.
Also, I will say a lot of successful people that are rich and famous doesn't necessarily mean they're cool.
Right,
exactly. You can be assholes. So, like, remember, like, at least you're not an asshole. Like,
right, exactly. 100%. But
talk about your mini dates.
So, I, like, you know, some things I like to do to kind of, like, take off things of my mind and kind of, like, self-care days, take myself out on mini dates. And
oh, that's cute.
And, like, I get to meet new friends that way. I get to be, like, I call it rejection therapy.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, nobody's going to see me. I'm not going to see these people again.
So you go on solo dinner dates or lunch dates with yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's so cute.
And it also trains me to be more okay by being with me.
Yeah, that's good.
I think something would be cool and I would, like, totally, like, be insane at, like, if I can go to a concert all the way halfway across the U.S. just by myself. I think I would.
I can't do that. I got an opportunity for work to go to Cape Town, South Africa, and I'm like, I could go alone, but I asked for a plus one so I could bring him along. But I get scared to travel alone, but maybe that's because I'm a girl.
Perhaps.
But that's bold. That's good.
Yeah, but also, like, as a girl, it's so empowering, no?
No, I mean, for me, it's,
if,
like,
you were single.
No, yes. I definitely have done that before. I don't know. For me, it's like, okay, Cape Town,
South, like, meet Africa. A guy. So romantic.
Okay, but, like, for Cape Town, South Africa, I literally don't know anyone. So, like, I could actually just fall off the face of the earth. Like, if I know a friend, like, for example, I would 100% go alone to Qatar because I know at the end of the day, I could go to call you or John. You know what I mean? I think it's different when you literally go to the middle fucking nowhere.
I think Qatar, you know way too many people there now. Like, you know my whole family.
I know your family, so I'll be okay. But I'd be so scared. I'm so scared to go to.
They took Claire out when she was in Qatar.
That's why I'm so excited. Hopefully we go on this trip together. But yeah, I love that you go mini dates. But yeah, if you're a girl, stay safe. But definitely, I think it's important for
bring
guys,
a taser.
Bring a fucking taser. But I feel like it is important to take yourself on a date. All right, the fourth tip we're gonna get, because Caro actually has a meeting soon with a very important person, is when it comes to finessing things. And this is like, it goes the same with manifestation. I don't know if you believe in that, Caro, but I do.
I believe in it.
Okay. Like, when you manifest things, which is, like, basically when you believe you're going to attract something into your life, you have to be in a place of abundance first. And this is going to sound really witchcraft of me, but I genuinely believe, like, in order to make money, you have to be in a place where you already can have money, if that makes sense. So, for example,
it's true.
Like, you can't, for example, I used to believe I wanted a Tesla car, okay? But the truth is, I destroy my car. Like, my current car is a Kia Soul. I love her. But, like, I destroy it because I surf a lot. Like, it's so messy. So, if I don't even treat my $17,000 vehicle right, how am I going to treat a $65,000 vehicle right? So, like, I wasn't in, obviously, a financial place to get it. But second of all, like, I'm not even in a physical place. So, why would I attract it? So, it's just important to know, like,
get a Jeep.
Get a fucking Jeep, right? Or a Range Rover. But yeah, like, I think it's important to know, like, in order to get something into your life, you have to be in a place where you're already ready to accept it.
That is so true.
Do you have any examples? Like, stories, maybe?
I don't have a lot of things in abundance. Jade has, not me.
I mean,
love, career. She has abundance.
I mean, that's true. Okay, oh, that's something to know about love. That's the same thing. So when I met my boyfriend, I don't know why I've been talking a lot about my boyfriend on this podcast, which is funny because I don't think he wants to be in this. But
this whole look is giving Steve Jobs.
Oh, thank you. I'm in my entrepreneur era again. But yeah, when I met my boyfriend, I was in a place where I didn't need him. Like, I literally was so repulsed by men at this point. So I think it's important. I mean, this is a tip for anyone, but also for you, Karu. But to find love,
to be repulsed by men,
to find love, you have to love yourself. It's so dumb. But that's
any true. Single people out there, hit me up.
All right, so we're kind of gonna close this off and talk a little bit about our next finesse moves. What is something you want to finesse in the next month, 3 months, 6 months?
Making a lot of money.
I love that.
Oh, but honestly, I think I want to finesse, like, really, like, taking back control of me. I feel like I don't have a lot of control of me right now. And maybe that's because I have commitments and obligations and all that stuff, and I just want more control and freedom, and not having feels like there's weight on my weight in my shoulder. So once I finish everything all my weight, I think I'm gonna be in a better place.
I mean, I'm just gonna speak for you vaguely, because I know this will speak to other people, but I think you're a really kind person, and I don't think a lot of people take advantage of it. So I think if you were to speak up and regain control of Karu, you're not a bad person, and I hope you know that.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Because like, you're just such a nice person. That's the problem. You're like too nice sometimes.
I am too nice sometimes. Like I'm
probably like me, like a bitch.
Like I need to be a bitch sometimes.
No, sometimes
like I need to be a bad bitch.
Like sometimes I know I'm very bitchy, but I also can't apologize for doing what's best for
me. Be unapologetically you.
Yeah.
Girl.
I mean, like, honestly, sometimes I used to meet people that were kind of like really mean. Like, okay, I feel like New York is like this. Like LA people really try to please you, but in New York it's very like, this is what you get, right? Like, this is who I am. Like, I'm not gonna fuck with bullshit. And I kind of appreciate that sometimes. Like, initially it scared me, but I'm like, no, like, that's a good thing. Like, if people are like upfront and like, I don't give a fuck, I think that's better than sometimes being too fake, you know?
100%.
I mean, I think a good example is our friend Claire. She's just like, no bullshit.
Oh my gosh, yes. I aspire to be Claire.
Like, she will have no problem saying
she's,
no.
Like, she doesn't care who the fuck you are. She's like, I don't care. Bye. She will literally tell you to fuck off in your own face.
Like, at the beginning, I'm like, fuck, that's kind of rough. Yeah. But then it's like, okay, you know what?
I start to appreciate it.
I can achieve a little bit of that. Like, I can take a little bit of that. Maybe she can take a little bit of this from me. But yeah. I love how, like, Claire is unironically, like, a third guest on our podcast.
I know.
She's literally here, but she can't speak for herself. She can't defend herself.
She gets so mad.
Is she?
No, I mean, like, she's like, you guys talked about me on my podcast again.
I know. But I think she's...
We have to bring Claire to a podcast.
I know. That is your mom and Claire. Oh yeah. So by the way, guys, just because we're gonna wrap this up, and you guys who are listening to the end are big fans, we're planning to kind of take a pivot to our podcast after we went on Under the Influence. We kind of learned how the value of like just being solo podcasters for a little bit, and we're still gonna have guests, but we're definitely gonna implement more of us. So if you're
our conversation, and so you get to fall in love with us all over again.
Exactly, and I think we'll still have guests, but we just want to be a bit more closer to you guys first before we bring in people, because we just noticed that like guests doesn't necessarily build a relationship with you guys, right? So we just are here to build the vibes. But yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
I really hope to see you soon, Karu. I know you're gonna go back to New York.
I'll we'll be back soon.
Maybe we'll do an episode in South Africa or Qatar.
Literally.
Maybe we'll see. You guys will see us traveling the world soon, hopefully.
All right. Also, CC2 is gonna have much more better equipment.
Wait, what?
What?
CC what?
Season 2.
Season 2, we'll have much more better equipment. Oh, and we're also going to VidCon. So we already said this last episode, but get your tickets and meet us there.
Right. Bye.
I love you guys.
Love you.